in a state of disrepair and suffer from a lack of adequate maintenance. The staff analysis points out that the bill does not prohibit the local agency from returning the lots to Caltrans. I greatly accept the staff's recommendation to carry or support an amendment next year prohibiting local agencies from returning the lots to the state. I would also thank the committee for its work on the bill, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Before we go ahead with the other witnesses, I'd like to ask the secretary to call the roll to establish a quorum.
Desaunier?
Here.
Desaunier here. Gaines? Gaines here. Harmon?
Here.
Harmon here. Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. Lowenthal? Rubio?
Here.
Rubio here. Smidian?
And just we're told that both Senators Pavley and Senator Weiland will not be joining us today. Andrew?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Andrew Antwi here today on behalf of the Los Angeles County Transportation Authority. We support this bill. It's a little bit of a deviation from the normal relinquishment where a street or a road is being relinquished to a city or county. We're talking about park and ride lots to a county transportation commission. But essentially in Los Angeles County, we recognize an opportunity to maybe improve several lots that are in not a state of good repair. And we have a vision in some cases of potentially doing some development near the lots as well. We support the bill.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Questions from the committee? Senator Harmon and then Senator Keough.
The proposal, somewhat tentative, I'll direct question of you if I can. Where will the funding come from the local agency to make these necessary or projected improvements, and will it necessarily involve a fee increase for those that use the park and ride facility?
No, not necessarily. And the sources of funding that MTA would use, we have a sales tax measure that was just passed in 2008, Measure R, was authorized by the voters for 30 years, and it provides a pool of money that we could tap for that.
Right. Okay. All right, thank you.
Senator Keough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And to the author, is this just for Los Angeles County or statewide?
It's statewide the way I read it.
Madam, okay. It is statewide.
Alrighty, and then so the CTC can turn it over to the local entity. What if the local entity isn't able to support the maintenance, et cetera? Is there a method for turning it back, or should there be a method for turning it back, or a stipulation that under no circumstances will it be returned to Caltrans?
In our case, we can only speak to MTA. We are going to go through a negotiation, and the CTC doesn't approve it until the terms are agreed to, and that's usually the standard process for relinquishments. And so typically you negotiate those details on how much money the local agency is going to contribute to bring it up to a state of good repair, or how much the state should contribute. And once those details are agreed to, a resolution is passed locally, and then the CTC also passes a resolution. The committee analysis does bring up a point about, in the future, covering that base through statute as opposed to just through the local agreement. We'd be supportive of a change in the omnibus bill next year. To do that, I think the authors made that commitment.
All right, but for now, it's, yes, sir.
No, it's one way.
Okay, yes, I got it. So, the negotiation takes place with the CTC on a case-by-case basis, so if they wanted to stipulate that, that could be part of the negotiation.
That's right. And it's Caltrans and the local agency, and then CTC adopts the resolution to approve it.
Okay, that's good enough for now, I think.
But the spirit of the bill and the whole point of this is to actually provide more capacity in maintenance and upkeep.
Absolutely. And disrepair, they're unused and are they in such poor condition no one wants to use them. And so we think this is could be a real win-win for the county and the agency and the state in those areas where it's applicable.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments? Senator Harmon, the bill has been moved by Senator Rubio.
I just wanted to, off the record, well, it's on the record, but a comment about park and ride facilities. They're very efficient, they're very good, and I can point you to how Seattle does it. My son lives in Seattle. He lives in an outlying town called Issaquah. He works downtown. Issaquah is probably 12, 15 miles west of downtown, and their local transportation agency has developed a strategy of very, very large, multi-tiered, remote parking structure. So my son drives 2 miles to the parking structure, gets on an express bus that goes across Lake Washington in an express bus lane. So their strategy is don't bring all the cars downtown, park them out in the suburbs and get on express buses, and it really works and is very efficient. So I'm glad to see Los Angeles apparently is moving in that direction. It's very efficient, cost effective, and for the environment and gas savings and air pollution reasons, it's the way to go. So keep up good work.
Los Angeles could become the Seattle of Southern California without the rain. Any other comments? We have a motion. Senator Price, would you like to close?
Appreciate your support.
Okay. I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
SB 415, the action is returned to Senate floor that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. DeSaulnier?
Aye.
DeSaulnier, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Simidian? Weiland?
Okay, that bill has 6 votes. That's sufficient for passage. We'll leave it open, and if Senator Simidian's listening, he can come down and add. Thank you, Senator Price. Senator Cedillo, you are here to present AB 2189. And you have, yes, and you have someone with you, I see, the all-powerful chair of the Rules Committee. Bring somebody from the Bay Area.
Thank you, Chair and members. I'm very pleased to be principal co-author of this bill and to enable my colleague, Mr. Cedillo, to be able to put forward something that many have been working on for years. I'm also proud to be a representative of, for example, UC Berkeley, where the chancellor at that campus was one of the first to support the DREAM Act. While not explicit to this bill, certainly parallel in its work to try to expand equal opportunity to immigrants and to immigrant students specifically at UC Berkeley. 2189 will enable over 400,000 young people who have received deferred action from the Department of Homeland Security the ability to receive a driver's license from the DMV. I'm sure my colleague will speak to the issues of President Obama's authorization of this. I would like to speak not only to my interest in providing these young people this opportunity, but also the issue of improving public safety and liability issues. Because obviously, if we enable people to get licenses, then we are sure that they are competent to drive. Insurance is also required as part of our state's driving privilege. So we are vastly improving the public safety of all people in California by an act like this. I will now turn it over to my colleague, Assemblymember Cedillo.
Members, thank you so much. I am very happy to be here with you. I miss you very much, all of you, including you, Senator Harmon. It seems quite appropriate in the last 4 days that we can look at this bill, an issue that I brought to this legislature 15 years ago when I first got here, and a bill that is, as my colleague said, first and foremost, a question of public safety. For over 60 years, we had a strategy that served our state well, and that strategy for highway safety was to license and test all motorists in all vehicles. And for 60 years, it served us well, served us perfectly. We were, in fact, the safest highways in the nation, and most appropriately because California is a state built around the automobile. In the early 90s, we started playing immigration politics with that strategy, and that has not served us well. Since that point forward, our highways have become less safe, more problematic, more challenging as we have increased more motorists on the highway. We're fortunate that through the leadership of a whole range of leaders throughout this nation, because I note that this bill is consistent with the Real ID Act that received unanimous support or substantial support in the Congress and unanimous support in the U.S. Senate, that this bill coupled with the leadership of the President and of Homeland Security provides us an opportunity to make sure that a population of 400,000 to 500,000 motorists now will be able to drive. We will be confident that they are licensed, tested, and I assure you that they will also be insured as motorists on the highway. This does work hand in glove with the California Dream Act. This proposal is focused around what's called the dream generation or the dream population, young men and women who are brought here through no choice of their own, but who have played by the rules, who have played by all the rules, who have done well, who have gone to school, or who have given us their commitment of service in the military, and who are here. And the fact of the matter is that they are here. This is a reality that we let them study here. We provide them scholarships. The president has indicated that they can work here. The State Department has indicated they can travel abroad. When they come to DMV, they will, for all purposes and intents, be legally authorized persons here. We should let them drive with a license. I ask for my vote.
Thank you. Witnesses in support? Any questions of committee members before? Any witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motions to approve. Would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for your vote.
Thank you. Ask the secretary to call the roll. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, honorary senator.
AB 2189, the motion is return the bill to the Senate floor for concurrence and assembly amendments. DeSaulnier?
Aye.
DeSaulnier, aye. Gaines?
No.
Gaines, no. Harmon?
No.
Harmon, no. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye.
That has 4 votes, 4-2. We'll leave it on hold. It needs one more vote for passage. And if you weren't here for the original announcement, Senators Pavley and Weiland will not be joining us in the committee. So Senator Simidian is the one person who isn't here. And that'll take us to our third item, AB 1551, by Assemblymember Torres. And I understand staff is going to present this. Thank you, Senator.
Bill, on behalf of my boss, AB 1551 would allow teachers and first-time home buyers who receive down payment assistance through CalHFA or HCD administered programs to refinance their homes to avoid foreclosure. Existing law requires repayment of a down payment assistance loan as a condition of refinancing under these programs and prohibits the departments from resubordinating a homeowner's down payment assistance. AB 1551 would allow departments to resubordinate its loan if a homeowner can show a demonstrated hardship and that the new loan meets the department's underwriting criteria. The bill has an urgency to allow homeowners at risk of foreclosure to take advantage of federal refinancing programs and historically low interest rates to refinance as soon as possible. I ask for your aye vote.
Great. Any witnesses in support? Any witnesses opposed? Motion by Senator Rubio. Any other questions or comments? We'll ask the secretary to call roll. Before that happens, just let me thank you and your boss for taking the bill and thank the speaker's staff for finding a wonderful author.
AB 1551, the action is due pass and re-referred to appropriations. DeSaulnier?
Aye.
DeSaulnier, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye.
That's 6-0. That's sufficient for passage, but we'll leave that one open as well. And members, thank you all for joining me. We will wait. I will wait here and leave the roll open for Senator Simidian. If you'd like to stay with me, Senator Lowenthal, I always enjoy your company.
see we're missing one of our colleagues. Is that correct?
We're actually missing two. We're not going to be joined by Senator Pavley or Senator Weiland. Currently, the first item has 6 votes, and second item has 4 votes, 4 favorable votes, and the third item has 6 votes in favor. So whenever you're ready.
And is anybody from Senator Mr. Cedillo's office here, by chance?
Yes.
Good. Thank you.
Ready to go? We'll ask the secretary to open the roll on item number 1, AB 1551, by Assemblymember Torres.
Do pass and refer to appropriations. Smidian?
Aye.
Smidian, aye.
That is 7-0. That bill is out. Item number 2, AB 2189, by Mr. Cedillo. The current vote is 4-2, with the chair voting aye and the vice chair voting no.
Motion is due pass. Smidian.
Aye.
Smidian, aye.
That vote is 5-2. That's sufficient for passage. That bill is out. Last item is number 3, SB 415, by Senator Price. The current vote is 6-0.
Smidian.
Aye.
Smidian, aye.
That final vote is 7-0. That bill is out. We are adjourned. Thank you.